Blog Talk Radio.
Rocket Nation, welcome to what will be the final installment of the Rocket Sports Breakdown on Blog Talk Radio. Rocket is here with you for the next 30 minutes. This is it tonight. Things have definitely been changing for yours truly the past couple weeks. And now Rocket is moving on to bigger and better things. And in 3 weeks, on August the 20th, yours truly, Rocket, will take the Rocket Sports Breakdown over to the Worldwide Core Radio Network. We worked out the details this past week, just a couple days ago. The first show will air, which will be on a Tuesday, at 1 o'clock p.m. That will be the new time format. The show will be going on for an hour, at least for the first month or so, as Rocket gets more accumulated to the new network and the system and how they do things over there. Special shout out and a special thank you goes to the entire Worldwide Core Radio team, Denise Wilson, Kathleen Abernathy, for bringing yours truly in. I'm looking forward to working with you all and looking forward to being accepted and can't wait to get started. Also want to send a special shout out to Gail Webster for helping yours truly, Rocket, get in to the station. Over the weekend, Rocket just decided to take matters into his own hands and call over to the CEO, Ms. Wilson, and we spoke for a few minutes. We set up a meeting, which took place this past Monday, came there, spent about an hour there at the studio, took a tour, was fell in love with the place already. I really did. Got a chance to meet some of the people behind the scenes and some of the other co-hosts, got a chance to see some people there for the first time. And I'm excited. I am totally, totally excited to be a part of this network. I also want to say real quickly, thank you all. Thank you all for your support so far. On this show, on this particular network, on Blog Talk with the Rocket Sports Breakdown, we started this show last summer. So it's actually a period of 1 year, and it's been great. There's been so many great moments on this show. Just to give you a quick background of how Rocket got started in radio, in September 2010, I went to I took classes at Specs Howard, and from there I knew that I was going to have a chance to do some things. Whether I graduated from the school or not, I was going to go there mainly for experience and for knowledge. And I did that. And I felt great about myself for doing so. What I ended up taking with me was so much knowledge as far as the radio business was concerned. We spent 32 weeks there, and I started learning how to do so many things as far as, you know, the radio concepts and things like that. And I got to work with a lot of other upcoming radio people, my classmates. I got a chance to meet some great people. I got a chance to meet Mr. Sex Howard himself. It was just an amazing experience, you know, just an amazing experience. And I got to really spend a lot of time just working out the P's and Q's, learning how to edit, learning how to play songs, learning how to do commercials, learning how to come up with slogans and sound effects and things of that nature. So it was so much creativity, so much writing, so much brainstorming, just so much work, period. But yet I enjoyed every single moment. And I'll be the first to tell you, I wouldn't trade the moments for anything. And so I got with some partners, one of them a former business partner, the other a current co-collaborator for my film project, Love Has a Mind of Its Own, which is still in production. We decided to just do our show, which was called The Black Rocket Blast. We have Freddie Black, who is my former partner from Extreme Action Entertainment, had Mr. X from 313rd Entertainment, who's the executive producer, co-actor of the Love Has a Mind of Its Own project. And, of course, got Rocket, who was the main talent, the the main guy that was behind the whole creativity flow as far as coming up with ideas and topics and things like that, and, you know, working on the show format a little bit, along with Mr. Freddie Black himself. We first did that show on December 23rd. It was on a Friday, 2011, a couple nights before Christmas, and our first show was dedicated to Christmas. And from there up until May of last year, I was part of the show, one of the main hosts. And I got to do things such as sports. I got to have a sports segment, which I personally instilled into the show, which we ran a two-hour format, and we got to do some things differently. The show's format just changed constantly month after month after month. And we were on the show on air almost every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m., and then I decided to move on and do my show and do a full show, The Rocket Sports Breakdown, which I came up with myself. I was behind the whole operation. And what I decided to do was move it over to Tuesday nights. Well, at first, I did the show on Wednesdays. I did the show on Wednesdays from 7 to 9 p.m. And things got off to a slow start. I mean, at the time, it was the end of the NBA season, so I was covering basketball. I was talking about different things. I came up with these different main event topics to talk about. And by the time football season came along, I got to focus more on football itself and just talking about so many different things. And my show's format changed as well because I got to do different things. I got to be behind everything. I opened up the show with birthdays of present and past athletes, just so many big names, and we got to cover the main topics, which is like the hottest topics that was going on, you know, week after week. Then once this year started, things had kind of been so busy for me regarding filming that I decided to take a break from the radio business for a short while. Went ahead and did a few guest appearances on some other radio shows and from Blog Talk and from other networks as well. And I was away for about 3 months. 3 months of not having a show, just filming, being on set, film shooting a lot, you know, collaborating with so many people, taking part in networking events and things like that, having rehearsals and things of that nature. So it was just so busy constantly. And the crazy thing was, I was propelled and just inspired to come back because I knew I was going to come back again. I just wasn't sure when. And I was able to work out the details. I was able to, you know, adjust to my schedule. So some days I would not sign up for anything as far as filming to, you know, to get booked. To get paid bookings or anything, just so I could come back and do this show. And I came back a few weeks ago to let people know about the upcoming All-Star Game, the commercial, the ESPY Awards. It was all worth it. It was definitely well worth it. And the most amazing thing was I got to come back and just, you know, enjoy doing what I do. This is what I love doing. So I'm looking forward to moving on from Blog Talk. Of course, the show will still be the same. It's still going to be the Rocket Sports Breakdown. We're just taking it to a new network, that's all. So I want to say thank you to Blog Talk Radio real quick before allowing me to be a part of the Blog Talk Radio family for 2 years. Things have just been great. There's been a lot of ups, been a few downs, but that's the way that the business itself works. So I also want to say a quick shout-out once again to everybody part of Worldwide Core Radio. I will see you guys in a couple of days. I'm looking forward to doing these commercial bits and doing some recordings and things like that. I'm excited. I'm just excited for everything that lies ahead. So I can't wait to get started. I can't wait to be a part of the team. Moving on to like the main sports topics real quickly. We don't have a lot of time tonight, obviously. There's been so much going on as far as, you know, just sports itself. A lot of negative things have really happened. You know, everybody is familiar, obviously, with Ryan Braun being suspended for 65 games, which is the rest of this regular season, for usage of performance-enhancing drugs. Alex Rodriguez is he has come under fire. I mean, this guy has just been just under fire right now. It looks like he's going to be banned within the next 72 hours. It looks like he's facing a possible lifetime ban from baseball because of his past usage of biogenesis, which is not very good if you're a baseball player or an athlete, period, because you're cheating the game, which I totally understand. I'm with him. This is a guy who I grew up idolizing. He at one time was one of my favorite three hitters, along with Chipper Jones. I've been a Braves fan forever, not just a Tigers fan. I'm a Tigers and Braves fan all the way. And Ken Griffey Jr., who I've been a fan of forever as well, no matter what team he played for. I love watching him play. I lost so much respect when Alex Rodriguez came out many years ago and confessed that he had taken performance-enhancing drugs. It's a shame. It's a shame that something like this has happened to such a great player, you know, now who's pretty much a fraud. All of these guys who have been busted are frauds. And it gets worse because so many other names have come up on the list, including Nelson Cruz of the Texas Rangers. And this name right here hits close to home, Johnny Peralta of the Detroit Tigers, which hurts me a bit because Johnny Peralta is a fan favorite here. The fans love him here. And now he's kind of come under fire a little bit because he's on the name. He's one of the names that's on the list right now. You also got Bartolo Colon, Melky Cabrera, and just so many others. And how long is this going to last? Does it look like the situation is going to get worse than it gets better? I mean, what's going to happen? What's going to happen to baseball? So it's just so much going on real quickly. And it's a shame that it's happened because these guys are looked up to as icons. These guys are looked up to as respected individuals, heroic figures, legends. And most of these guys are just, it's terrible. It's a terrible feeling. It really is. It's a terrible feeling. But hopefully this situation will get resolved a lot sooner and things will work out to the point where baseball itself will get this mess taken care of and things will come together and be better. Let's hope so. Let's really, really hope so. Moving on to the NFL real quick. Everybody's talking about the whole Aaron Hernandez situation that's been going on. The Patriots have come out and spoken. Robert Kraft, the owner, Bill Belichick, the head coach, Tom Brady, the quarterback, Vince Wilfork, one of the big-name players. These guys are basically saying, hey, it's time to move on. Training camp has started this week, and players are getting back to work, mainly these guys. These guys are moving forward. You know, what's been handled is being handled. The investigation is still going on, but the Patriots organization is moving forward, as they should. You know, got to turn the page, period. That's the way it is. You also got the Broncos organization. You know, this has just been kind of a messy situation with the Denver Broncos because of everything that's going on with these particular guys. And this is exactly something that didn't want if you're a team with Super Bowl aspirations. I mean, so many teams are picking these guys, the Denver Broncos, including me because I'm a Broncos fan too, to go all the way to the Super Bowl. And my whole thing is you talk about a team with so much expectations with some of the moves that they've made, particularly Peyton Manning being the top move they've made, you know, within the past year or so. It's just a bad, terrible situation, and things could not have come at a worse time for the Broncos because of these situations and, you know, just with the Super Bowl aspirations going on. Because here's the thing. This team right now has had so much drama, you know, throughout the off season. I mean, it's not just the, you know, the 30 or the 35 players who've been arrested since the Super Bowl. I mean, it goes deeper than this because if you're an organization that has guys from your front office having trouble with the law and then a guy being tested right now for usage of performance-enhancing drugs, it's kind of a bad situation because this is something that you don't want. You know, you don't need these allegations and things like that, this negativity and things in this situation. But despite bringing in guys like Wes Welker, Sean Phillips, who's a linebacker, spent a lot of time in San Diego. Dominique Rogers, Cromartie, the defensive back. They've lost a few pieces like Elmas Dumervil, DJ Williams, Willis McGahee. But to me, those guys can be replaced. So I'm not really worried about the loss of those guys. You also have, your guys being in, your front office guys being, in trouble and things like that. It's just been a terrible situation for this team because this is not something that you want. See what I'm saying? This is not something that you can afford. Okay. So just to give you a quick rundown of what's been going on with this team. Okay. There's been some good news. There's been some bad news as well. Back on May 22nd, just a couple months ago, former offensive lineman Tom Nalen, who played on those Broncos teams from 94 to 2007, won two Super Bowls with them, was elected to the Broncos Ring of Fame. Good for him. He was one of the best offensive linemen of that era and certainly one of the best in Broncos history, so he certainly deserves it. Here's where the bad stuff comes into play. Just earlier this month, just a couple weeks ago, two front office executives, Tom Hecker Jr., who is the team's director of pro personnel, and Matt Russell, the team's director of player personnel. Both of these guys were suspended. Heckert was suspended for 1 month without pay from a June 11th arrest in Parker, Colorado, with a measuring blood alcohol level of 162, which is, twice the legal limit. And then Russell was suspended indefinitely without pay from a July 6th arrest in Summit County, Colorado, in which he collided with two vehicles, one of them being a police vehicle, with a measure of blood alcohol level of 0.246, which is three times the legal limit. So now the Broncos decided to take matters into their own hands, as they should. They did the right thing by suspending these two guys. Here's where it gets worse. Linebacker Von Miller, who's arguably their best defensive player now, especially with Elmas Dumervil being gone, a lot of people thought that he was the best defensive player on their team. Miller's facing a four-game suspension for violating the NFL's drug policy. Though his suspension does not involve the NFL steroids and related substance policy, the Denver Post recently reported that he tested positive for marijuana and an amphetamine during his rookie season 2011 on multiple occasions. He has appealed this suspension, but there will be more news to come on these situations, and we'll probably figure out the whole situation. We'll know more information within the next week or two. Because if he's suspended for the first four games, that's not going to be good because they open up the season on September the 5th. This will be the first game of the 2013 season. They open at home against Baltimore. The game will be on NBC against the defending champion Ravens, the team that upset the Broncos in the divisional round in the playoffs, which I didn't see coming. I didn't see that coming at all. They also go to the Giants on the road the following week. They got a home game against Oakland, and they have a home game against Philadelphia the week after that. Those are tough games. I think they can win, whether or not Von Miller is suspended or not. I think they could win all four of those games. I think they can certainly beat Oakland. They can certainly beat Philadelphia. I think they can beat Baltimore, because Baltimore is not going to be the same team. They're not. So enjoy your ring, Ravens fans, team owners, supporters, or whatever. Enjoy, because you're not getting another one anytime soon. The Giants, that's going to be an interesting showdown because you got brother versus brother, Peyton versus Eli. And they've only faced off against each other perhaps once so far, which is back in 2006. Also, the Broncos organization itself, this just, again, they got some tough games this year. At Dallas, at Indianapolis, which will be an NBC game, Peyton Manning returns to his former team, a team he was part of a major, major turnaround that went back to 1999 when he was just a sophomore in the NFL, and they went from worst in their division to first. They also got two games against the Chiefs. The Chiefs have made some big moves this offseason. They got a road game against Houston. And, of course, their toughest game probably will be at New England, where Wes Welker will return to the team that he was a part of from 2007 prior to this year. So this is going to be a tough schedule for this team, but I think they can still win about maybe a good 11 to 12 games. I still think that they'll be first place in the AFC West, and I think that they will have a shot at making another Super Bowl run. There have been other moves so far. I just found out last night, and I was on Facebook, and I was looking at some of my news feed, and I just found out, you know, a little over 12 hours ago that the Pistons traded for Brandon Jennings from the Milwaukee Bucks. The Pistons were finalizing a three-year, $24 million contract with Jennings that, as a result, they get him. Milwaukee will get Brandon Knight, Chris Middleton, and Slava Kratsov, who was their backup center. As a fan, as a Pistons fan supporter, it's kind of a bit of a disappointment because Chris Middleton could shoot, and this guy, you know, he just showed and indicated that he was going to be a good shooter for this team and a good shooter in this league. Losing him is going to hurt a little bit. Losing Brandon Knight is going to hurt a little bit, too, because Brandon Knight has proven to be quite a solid player, a solid role player. Slava Kratsov was a nice, solid defender, a guy that had a nice little post game to him. He had great size, and, you know, having a rare, a seven-footer is a rare in today's NBA. It really is. So we'll see what happens with Jennings. Now, he averaged 17.5 points and 6.5 assists in 80 games for the Bucks last season, but to me, he hasn't been that explosive since his rookie season where he averaged over 20. So my whole thing is him sort of being a liability on defense, not always making the clutch plays. My thing is the what gives him an advantage coming here is he's going to learn a lot from Chauncey Billups, who the Pistons brought back just recently with an addition to signing Josh Smith and, you know, signing all their draft picks as well. So the thing is, I think Jennings is going to have a great opportunity to learn from Billups. He's going to have a great opportunity to learn from Rasheed Wallace, who's also brought back, but this time as an assistant coach. So we'll see what happens with this team because I'm kind of anxious to see what they're going to do a little bit as far as, like, the chemistry and how these guys are going to play together. You got Josh Smith on the front court with Greg Monroe, with Andre Drummond. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing what this team is going to do. It's still going to take some time, but they're in the right direction as far as making moves. They're out there being aggressive in the free agent market, which is something that they haven't always done over the years. Everyone talks about, you know, going back to the NFL, everyone talks about, you know, expectations with teams and things like that. I will say this to all the teams that are making moves right now, you know, keep doing what you're doing because, again, you never know how a team can do, you know, from, you know, the beginning of the offseason, free agent signings and bringing back players on your team and then the NFL draft itself and then training camp. You never know how things are going to be. You never know how things are going to be. You never know how things are going to go. And I will say that it's an opportunity to see where you stand. It's an opportunity to see what you can do as far as what you're going to accomplish. So good luck to all the teams this upcoming season. We're going to have a lot more to talk about the next time yours truly is on air, but this time with the new network. I'm excited for the opportunity. I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for just being, you know, allowing me to come through and contribute and have a show and have some callers call in and be guest appearances on other shows. And to everyone who still has a show on Blog Talk, you know, keep doing your thing. And, you know, work your way up. Get better. You know, work on your craft. Now, if this account is going to still remain, there just won't be any more shows broadcasted. You know, I might come back and do another snippet or something like that. I'm going to definitely come back and do a guest appearance on some future shows on Blog Talk. So if you're interested in having Rocky be on your show, please feel free to contact him. You can reach him on Facebook.com/Christian, C-R-I-S-T-E-N. Rocket Adams Fan Support. I recommend people join my fan page because my main profile, I'm already close to the 5,000 friends page. So please join my fan page. I highly recommend it. Please do. And if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to hit yours truly up, and we can talk. There's a lot coming up with yours truly, not just the radio business, but, you know, filming. Love Has Modern Persona still in production. I got a handful of other local films, local independent films that are going to be shot here. We got rehearsals coming up within these next few months, and filming is going to be taking place in the next few months. Just to name a few of the films I'm going to be doing, Count Time, which is written, produced, and directed by my man Kool-Aid. He's going to be someone I'm going to be working with for the first time. We're going to be starting that in September. Forbidden and Unbreakable with Sebastian Butler, where I'm going to be playing a supporting character. It's going to be a pretty big, solid role. We're going to be shooting that in October, supposedly. I'm also in a puppet show called Onyx Fire, which we'll be shooting in September, the 1st of September, actually. It's going to start shooting, so I'm looking forward to doing that. Also have this other movie called The King, where I will be working with my one of my comedy mentors again, Dave Blando, who is best known as a longtime stand-up comedian. He's been on The Last Comic Standing. I made my debut just over 5 years ago this month at Joey's Comedy Club in Livonia, Michigan, and I met him for the first time. And since then, I just worked my way up the comedy charts. He's been one of my mentors. I enjoy him. I got a lot of love and respect for that guy. I can't wait to work with him. I want to thank him for even considering me to bring me into this project of his. I can't wait to be a part of it. I want to say a special shout-out to my other good friend who's like a big brother to me. He's also another comedy mentor, Ken Van Camp, who I've known for over 2 years. I've worked with him at Joey's Comedy Club. I've worked with him at the Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. I also worked with him and also filming projects as well. He's the guy that's been helping yours truly with the Rocket Video Edition, where I conduct the interviews. We're going to be bringing that back within the next few weeks, so if you're interested, please contact yours truly. We can set something up for sure. We're going to be starting a comedy web project. We haven't had a name for it yet, but we got a lot coming up and everything, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to some of these other movies that I'm going to be doing. Another movie is called My Girl's a Genie, which I'm playing quite an interesting role. It's a comical role, but it's going to be a fun role to do. Filming begins next month, August. I'm looking forward to doing that. There's also going to be a movie called The Goblin Lady that we were filming. We finished up last year. That movie will be out next year. Love Has a Mind of Its Own will be out next year. Most of these films I'm doing now will be out next year, including one film so far that I've appeared in as an extra, which is Need for Speed. We shot that last month. That's going to be out next year. Hopefully, if I get on Transformers 4, that'll be out next year definitely too. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm just looking forward to everything, you know, being a part of these projects and, you know, working with so many great guys. Yes, I am still doing my stand-up comedy. I will be back on stage probably sometime next month. So be on the lookout for that. Just keep paying attention to Rocket's postings on Facebook, and you'll see what's going on with him. There's also going to be more network opportunities as well. And again, I want to send a special shout-out to Gail Webster, who, you know, we've been friends for a few weeks now. We've been discussing, you know, the new format for the Rocket Sports Breakdown. Hopefully she'll be in as a partner and everything, and we'll be networking. Detroit Intelligence, she's doing some great things, you know, with her organizations. So I'm happy for her. I'm also happy for my other longtime partner, Lisa Morris. We will get her in some form or fashion. So keep up the great work, my friend, and thank you for all your support. This is it, folks. This has been the final installment of the Rocket Sports Breakdown on Blog Talk Radio. This is Rocket. The next time he's on air, it will be August the 20th on Core Worldwide Core Radio, August the 20th at 1 p.m. In the meantime, take care of yourself. God bless you all, and I'll see you then. Thank you.